The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. And for this edition of the podcast for Friday, I am delighted to be joined by Mr. Ross Briley. Ross, how are you?
I'm very well, Mr. Bobby Beavers. Lovely to see your beaming face.
Thank you. Boyish good looks?
That is true, yeah. You don't look a day over 9 years old.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's moisturiser that I use, look after myself, etc.
Is that proper, those Yorkshire jeans, isn't it?
It is. Yorkshire jeans and Yorkshire tea, it's a great combination. Hey, what have you been up to anyway?
I've been to Malaga.
Excellent.
I was in Spain last week for a few days, where they had a lot of Catholic Easter parades, which was crazy. I was just there for the tapas and the beer, but turns out there's a lot more going on. I've been doing some DIY.
Have you?
Yeah.
What are you like with the drill?
I'm all right. Yeah. I've been putting up some shelves and some pictures and whatnot. Nothing major. Let's not get carried away. And last night I was gigging in Thirsk.
All right.
Yeah.
Go down well?
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. In the old, it's lovely, isn't it, Thirsk?
Yeah.
Delightful place. So I've been all over the place, mate.
So you've been a very busy boy.
Absolutely.
Great. So Friday, before we get your selections ahead of Friday's racing, which there's so much quality racing to enjoy for Friday, let's have a look back at what we saw on Wednesday afternoon, starting first with the 2:45 Epsom, which was the listed blue ribbon trial. A mile and a quarter was the distance. Cape of Good Hope was the winner for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore. And of course, Aidan O'Brien's first winner in the race.
Yeah. Not usually his preferred trial. I don't know if this says good things about his Derby contenders for this year, because obviously the ones who were in Ireland are usually the ones most worth taking note. Ireland and Chester are usually the angles for Aidan O'Brien Derby runners. The ones who go to York or Lingfield are usually worth ignoring. But Cape of Good Hope is a little bit interesting. It was a good 2-year-old last season, placed in some decent events at Newmarket, didn't have that much racing. I think it was an odd race. I mean, they went an insane gallop in front. The two horses who finished last and second last, Massam and Samim, went 10 lengths clear from the word go. Arthur Kitt stumbled out of the stalls. Turgenev, if anything, probably did too much himself in trying to chase the leaders a little bit. So it set it up for the closers, Cape of Good Hope and Cap Francais. And Cape of Good Hope handled the track very well and pulled out more in the closing stages. So I don't think it was a particularly good race, but like I said, he's got to go to Epsom now. Now he's proven he can get his head in front at this track.
And the big handicap of the day at Epsom was the 3:55. It was the City and Suburban, and it went in the way of Mountain Angel for Roger Varian and Andrea Azzini.
Yeah. Roger Varian's in good nick. A horse who, you know, has always been one of those handicappers you could literally back in every single race, and you always get a run for your money. But was notably impressive yesterday. I thought it ran on really, really well. Beat Aquarium, who'd beat it at York last year, so that form's definitely standing up. And it could be of interest in listed races and real heritage handicaps this season, because, like I said, it's just so consistent, Mounted Angel. So, but yeah, not a bad little race. And they're tough ones, the Epsom handicaps, because obviously the track plays such a big thing. But the fact that Mounted Angel handles nearly every track in the country, it would appear, bodes well for his season.
And looking ahead to Friday afternoon, where are your two selections going to be? Where's the first going to be?
First is in the 1:50 at Sandown. in a cracking race, really. The Isha Cup is always an absolute blinder. The fact that we've got fast ground this year is obviously a bonus as well, so it means we've got a good lineup. 0 to 100 handicap for unexposed three-year-olds. You get some lovely horses in this race. Two horses interested me. The main pick is Migration, who's been on the radar for a while for David Minussier, a horse who caught the eye on debut at this track at Sandown, then ran a really good race at Salisbury and a blinder at Newbury on his return. The fact that the yard are a little bit in and out, a little bit quiet, that would be a slight concern. But he looks very interesting on his handicap debut. And the other one is the consistent Reeves, who I really don't think he's getting the credit he deserves. So Robert Cowell was second at Newbury over 7 furlongs, steps up to a mile here today. I don't think that should be much of a problem. So he's of interest, but Migration is the main pick in that 150.
Where's your second one going to be?
I think Bangkok is very interesting in the classic trial. Mm-hmm. I know he's got a lot to find on official ratings, but he was... I thought he was very impressive at Doncaster. His form last year was good as well. He went in the notebook from last year for, in particular, his run at Ascot. He was beaten odds on, but I thought there's definitely more to come from him. He's clearly strengthened up over the winter. He beat Telecaster, who has obviously franked the form with a very decisive success at Windsor. He might end up going off too short a price, but I just thought he was very interesting because I think that Doncaster form is really, really good. And the Sandown Classic Trial is often classic in name only. So, yeah, the fact that he's rated 88 is a worry, but he looks better than an 88 horse, so Bangkok's the other one.
Ross, as always, it's a pleasure to work with you here on the podcast at William Hill.
Shake my hand, Bobby Beavers.
Thank you very much. Ross Brawley joining me here on the Daily Racing Podcast at William Hill. Do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Friday afternoon. It's live on 120. Darren Owen, Craig Forsyth and Andrew Mount will take you through all of the afternoon and evening's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.